How's it going? Yeah, your boy Miggy the Man is on deck. We about to do that damn thing.
Exactly, exactly. Well, we're so excited to have our special guest in the house. So we're going to go to the phone lines and see if our guest is in the building.
Yeah, I'm in the building, as always. What's up, Mega?
What's going on? What's going on? That's right, Babs. Brooklyn Babs
in the building.
What's happening?
Everything.
We're so glad to have you here tonight. Yes, we're so glad. Tell us what's going on with Miss Babs these days. What any upcoming projects or projects you're currently working on now?
Well, right now my main focus is my company, Queen of the Ring. I started an all-female battle league, and it's called Queen of the Ring. So for those who do know about it and for those who don't, you could go on YouTube into the search box and put in Queen of the Ring Battles, or you could go straight to the website, queenoftheRing.tv, and check out all the battles. We're the only all-female battle league in the world, and it's rising. We're getting a good look out there. So that's my main focus. But as always, the music, you know, I'm always doing that. So I'm about to drop another mixtape called Back to Life that'll be out next week. Got a mixtape out right now called Astronomical, hosted by DJ Unique, and Wave Music, hosted by Kid Cudi. You can find all the mixtapes on that piss.com, or just go to Google and put it in the search box and it'll pop up.
Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all go in and cop that piece and support the Queen of Queens. That's what I call her. I call her my big homie,
exactly.
No question about it. You know what I mean? If that's the first lady in the street you're talking about, you know what I'm saying? I got a few questions and stuff like that that I would like to ask you, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you focus and stuff like that on, you know, what you're doing at this particular point right now, right? And I just got to say, you know, I'm off top of one that you are definitely an icon, no question about it, right? But I want to kind of go back just a little bit and stuff like that, because a lot of people remember you, you know, from the Making the Band thing and stuff like that or whatever. What was it like for you to work with Diddy? Because, like, Diddy seems to be having this stigma about him dealing with artists and things of that nature. Yo, shout out to Total, to wherever you at right now. But you know what I'm saying? What was your take with as far as working with him or whatever? I mean, what have you learned that you could pass on to other people, you know, that are trying to make their way into this industry?
Well, the main thing that, you know, it's a job, you know, it's called the music industry for a reason. 90% is business and 10% is music. So that's the main thing. As far as overall, it was a good experience, you know. We cool, but we ain't best friends. I'm pretty sure it's not too many people out there that are best friends with their boss. Like, you know how that goes. So overall, it was a great experience.
Well, that definitely, you know, that's definitely good to know that, you know,
yeah.
It's still you know, you got the experience, you was able to roll with it, you know, you know, I also wanted to ask you about Chopper. You know what I mean? Let's go back with the Chopper thing. Now, we seen that there was a little something going on and whatnot with Chopper and you or whatever. How did that work for you off the air?
There was nothing going on with me and him.
I don't know. Maybe I just, you know, read it wrong or whatever. I mean, I just thought about that. I mean, I didn't mean to get, like, too personal or whatever. But,
no,
you know,
I'm just saying, you know, you can't believe everything you hear and everything you read, but it wasn't nothing going on. Like, that's my brother, and that's just what it is. So, you know. Editing is a motherfucker, so.
Okay, I feel you. So are you still in touch with like Inez and Dylan? I spit hot fire. You still in touch? You still in touch with them? Like, you know what I'm saying? And if
yes.
you are, like, y'all got any projects cooking or what? What's going down with that?
Well, you know, everybody's doing good. I speak to all of them on a regular basis, and everybody's doing their own thing basically. So shout
yes.
out to Dylan and Ness and Fred and Sarah and Chopper. They all doing their own thing right now. Everybody trying to get their weight up.
Well, that's pretty hot because all of y'all together, y'all was hot, and you still is. So I commend all of you for working on your projects. You're independently. Y'all are doing your thing.
Yeah.
I got another one.
You know me. You know I go in. So, like, I want to ask, like, I see, like, the Queen of the Ring, that has reached, like, a new plateau. Like, you doing something that's never really been done before, like, can we, like, a lot of people aren't unaware, though, you know what I'm saying, outside of, you know, a lot of people that are running past, let's say, the Queen of the Ring or whatever that I speak to, like, out of state or whatever. Is there, is there, like, maybe, like, a DVD, like, a Smack DVD that's going to be coming out, or is this going to be, like, you know, is this going to be piloted for, like, a national broadcast or whatnot for everybody to see this documentary of these young ladies?
Yes,
you know?
Definitely. Right now we're working on a documentary for Queen of the Ring. Everybody could go to the website right now and get filled in, queenoftheRing.tv. You know, it's a social network. Also, we post all our blogs, all our battles, all the information on everything that's coming up with Queen of the Ring. And, yes, it is getting wavy. It's really like, you know, through word of mouth. It's like an underground following. But anybody that's into the battle scene, they already know what it is. So it's the only platform right now where females can really shine. We're not worried about how you look, you know, how long your hair is, how fat your ass is, how big your titties are. We're not worried about that. We're concerned about bars. So, you know, a lot of females out there that's looking for a plateau somewhere where you can get seen, get your name out there, get your face out there, and get your lyrics out there, then you definitely need to holler at me and come get in a sparring session. Let us see what you're all about. Hit me up on Twitter, at Brooklyn Bad, and, you know, let me know. Let me hear your bars. Let me see how you fit, and we'll definitely give you a lane.
Exactly. Now y'all take notes, ladies. You know what I mean? Y'all femcees is out there. Brooklyn Babs is out there to represent y'all. That's the queen of queens that's like running the show. She's doing something. You hook up with her, y'all going to be a part of history. No question about it. I see this thing
this
blowing up.
This is not
up.
No, this is
yes.
not no bubblegum rap. Like, these girls
nah,
are here sitting no. bars. They trying
yeah,
to kill each other
it.
Lyrically. Like,
yeah.
So, you
no,
know,
no,
when you watch it, don't think.
So how do you
I'm
go
sorry.
About taking the contenders and contestants of the freestyle battle?
Well, the chicks holler at me or they holler at one of my partners, D-Ball Vague, and you can follow them on at Grind Season on Twitter. And, you know, the girls hit us up. They send us their music. They send us their videos. And whoever that we feel is nice, we give them a
okay.
shot. You know, so that's how we pick it. This is not no gimmick. This is straight bars. So these girls is really in there spitting. Like, they not playing. They not about, you know, they butt is so big and, you know, just whatever type of bullshit bitches be talking about. Just they going at
yeah.
each other for real. And they trying to murder each other lyrically in that ring. So, like I said, if you're a female, you're trying to get known, you can't really get wavy wherever you at. Queen of the Ring is where you need to get wavy at. A lot of chicks be like, oh, I'm not a battle rapper. Listen, if you a MC, you do it all. So if you a true MC, then you need to holler at me and come fuck with me at Queen of the Ring.
Okay. I got another one for you, Babs. Dude, like, I heard you spit off the top, and I understand and respect that you are a serious problem. Like, I mean, I know that, you know, these are your girls and things of that nature, and, you know, y'all all moving in the same direction, but do you ever think to yourself, like, while these two are at it, like I could eat them? Like I would eat different dinner. I mean, I'm just saying. I mean, no, it's not disrespecting one of them. I'm just, I mean, like some of the bars that you're sitting. It's like, you know, I mean, I kind of see you, you know, put your finger across your mouth, like, you know, like you're trying to hold your tongue, like, ugh, like, because I know you, you'll go in.
Well, you know,
you
a lot of people ask me that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people ask me that, but, nah, I really don't. Like, I'm the boss, and I really want to see these chicks win. Now, if you come in there and you spit some bullshit, of course I'm like, yo, that's some bullshit, but I'm not competing with bullshit. So I never look at a chick that I think is whack and be like, oh, I eat her, because I'm not competing with whackness. I'm looking at the chick that's hot. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it. And my girls are hot in that ring, and they're trying to kill them. So therefore, I'm not competing with them. Right now, I'm giving them a lane. And nah, I don't look at them and be like, yo, I murdered this chick. But I do be like, dad, I wish it was something like this when I was first trying to get on. Like, when I was coming up, I wish it was something like this for me. Because then I have been murdering everybody. But as of right now, like, nah, I don't look at them like that.
Yeah. So, all right, I got one more final question for you, right? With what is the ultimate prize, like, for the Queen of the Ring? Like, even though I see that all the girls that I've seen that's going on there, they're all winners, no question about it. But, like, for the main winner, what's the incentive for the main winner that, you know, that gets them? Do they get, like, a deal, a belt, or, like,
well,
you know, bragging rights?
We're not just the Battle League. Queen of the Ring is like a production label. The ring is for chicks to get their bar up, you know, their bars up, be able to be around people with spit in the crowd watching them, get their name out there. You know, we put the girls on, like, you know, we work with them with their music. We try to get them to wherever they need to go. Like I said, it's like a production labels, not, we don't do management, but we definitely put the packages together. And, like, you know, the big prize is on you. What you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. And that's what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could definitely respect and appreciate you setting up such a platform for these young ladies. These young ladies need to, you know, to get with you. And to get their things going, because I see a lot of female rappers all throughout my timeline and stuff like that or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, they talk about they do this, they do that, and some of them got some serious bars. So, like, any of my followers that's listening right now or whoever's followers that are listening right now and whatnot to Babs, could you give them some contact info as to how they can get in touch with you, like exact contact info, email addresses or whatever that they can, you know what I'm saying?
Hit me up at Brooklyn Babs on Twitter, BROOKLYNBABS. And hit me up, queenoftheRing.tv, that's the website, www.queenoftheRing.tv. Hit us up. Send us your stuff, and, you know, or go to YouTube, Grind Season TV, and that's where you can hit me up at. But this is really a lane for females that's really about it, like, serious. If you're serious about your shit and you're trying to get a lane, trying to get a name outside of your borough, outside of your city, you know, come fuck with me. And that's what it is, queenoftheRing.tv. Go check it out.
That's what I'm talking about.
It's hard for us females, you know, so somebody got to open the door. Somebody got to give us a lane to be seen and to be heard. So that's what it is. So all of that, I don't battle. Listen, you doing your rhymes. What if another chick come at you? What you going to do? You're not going to come back at her? It's a fucking battle. Everything in life is a battle. Like, all of that, nobody wants to hear I don't. I do. So if you are I do type of chick, then holler at me.
Yeah, okay. No question about it. Well, I have one more request, right? You know, we was trying to work on something. We've been having
one more. He keeps saying that. I got one more. Go ahead,
nigga. I got one more request and stuff like that. You know what I mean? Just you know, to let your fans know. to let, you know what I'm saying, maybe some of these busted chicks that think that they could, you know, tussle with the queen of queens or whatever. We try to cue up some music. It isn't quite working towards our favor. Is it possible that you can, like, rip these chicks one time or whatnot? You know, something like you did, like, off the top of one of them, BLS or Hot 97 or something, just to show them that you still, you know what I'm saying, swing like an animal.
Well, you know, right now, I'm going to let them go, download the mixtape, and they'll have it
okay.
right there. You know, mm-hmm. Wave Music, hosted by Kid Cudi, Astronomical, hosted by DJ Unique. Go download it, thatpiff.com, and you'll hear the fire right there. I'm zoning right now, Mega. Like, no, I'm not zoning right now. You feel me? I'm on that.
Yeah.
I got them on that solid power right now, so.
Okay. That, you know what I'm saying? Self-explanatory.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'll kind of fall back on what I'm from the line of questions. You said a lot.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Miss Nikki, Miss Rick.
Well, she said a lot. I just wanted to ask one more question that I was wanting to know. Is there any artist, female or male, that you are looking to work with in the near future, you personally?
I'm looking to work with 50 in the near future.
Okay. Yeah, 50 is
I'm a big 50 Cent supporter. So,
yes.
Definitely. That's on top of the list.
That would be hot. And, you know, That would be hot. I just want to let you know, personally, I'm a huge fan. I used to watch Making the Band all the time, from walking to get the cheesecake and everything like that. And, like I say, I commend you on your success, everything you have done, from Queen of the Rings. And, you know, I just wish you all the best.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And just, you know, y'all follow the movement, Queen of the Rings.tv. Hit me up. And my ladies, they going in. The next event that we're doing is in New York City in the Bronx, October 15th. And it's called Queen of the Ring, the first 48. So,
okay.
Y'all follow me on Twitter, get up on all the info.
Definitely,
okay.
We will. And we will be, we can also help promote it as well. And just let our listeners know about Queen of the Rings. Like you said, this is out here for the females. There's nothing really out there for female rappers. But, yeah, this is awesome. I really like that. And I checked it out as well. I thought it was hot. They was really battling. I was able to check it out. So I was like, oh, my gosh. And I know some of my friends that's in New York, and they've been watching it pretty much all week, and they was like, wow, they are really going in. So I commend you again.
Thank you. TV. Make sure y'all follow the movement.
Yeah, I want to definitely thank you again, you know what I'm saying, for coming through Battles. And I definitely want to thank you for keeping the essence alive, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the very essence, like, you hip-hop in general, like, you know what I mean? Shout out to Nicki Minaj, you know.
Yeah,
shout the very
out to
essence of true MC, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Remy Ma, too.
You the very essence, you know what I'm saying? You keeping that alive and whatnot by bringing these new ones in, because, you know, we are really, really, really short. You know what I'm saying? I want to see it go back in the days when it was the Remy Ma's and the Raw Diggers and, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, the very essence. Everybody's doing this. What do you feel about this cookie-cutter thing? Like, what do you feel about this cookie-cutter thing? Like, everybody trying to sound alike, or have you noticed as well? Have you noticed that?
I don't really listen to the radio too much, to be honest with you.
Okay.
I really don't be up on the whole everybody sound alike. I got certain rappers that I listen to. I fuck with Fab, Jarrell Ortiz, Nemo, like, you know, those type of rappers that's, you know, kind of more spitting the type of shit that I'm used to, the type of life that I live. So, but if you want to, like I'm saying, if you want to hear some real bars, Queen of the Ring is definitely where y'all need to be looking at, which I need to be looking into. Because it's just straight bars, straight lyrics. So, like I said before, ladies, nobody care how you look. You got a big-ass forehead, tooth missing, one arm. If you got bars, yeah, you in there. They're going to be like, damn, that bitch with the big head, that bitch could spit. Like, yeah, that's what they're going to be saying.
Yo, well, it's been a great pleasure when I having you come through. No question about it. You know, this will be archived and this will be downloadable for those that that missed the beginning of this show. But it's been a pleasure to have you on, Babs, and hopefully we may be able to get you again on again in the future, in the very near future. But you keep up the good work and stuff like that. I'll be checking in with you from time to time, big homie, all right?
No doubt, Mega. Queen of the Ring.tv. Y'all follow the movement. You already know what it is. I have a good night.
You too. Be blessed.
All right.
Wow.
All right. You were just listening to the queen, the Brooklyn queen, that is, Miss Babs. Babs the Bunny. Man, that's awesome. She's doing big things, y'all. Major shout out to Babs.
Major shout out.
Right now, we're going to take a quick break. We're getting ready for our second half of the show. And our second half is starting with JT Money, and he will be through in just a few. So y'all just sit back and relax. We're going to go to some commercials and a music break.
Nikki Reed.
You now tuned to the hottest show on the internet. The Nikki Reed Show.
Sex and Love Raw Uncut with Troy Rollins. If you've never been to a Troy Rollins forum, if you've never read his blog, he has had one of the hottest comedy shows there is. Sex and Love shows for the last 7 years running. So tune in and remember, no question is taboo. Send in your questions to NikkiRich79@gmail.com and we'll go live with Troy on Wednesday night. Check out Troy Rollins TV.
Love and his voice. Loverman, them call me Mr. Loverman. Y'all know you love it when I kiss up on your anal.
If you see me in a peanut butter beamer with a fan, don't get mad, cause you already know the type of dude I am. But that don't mean that I don't have love for you, baby. Although it sounds crazy, you my number one lady.
You the only girl I see back to the VI. Exactly why you can't compare me to them other boys.
You're pretty in the face, Coca-Cola bottle shape. Have everything it takes
to be a 5+5.
Hotter than the weather in Miami during summer, Danny. You will leave the weapon like your last name Glover. So why would I wanna go be with another when more than what I want is what I'm standing right in front of? I love her, yeah, I love her not. By the time this back and forth shit stop, come on.
No limit forever.
Get money. She look like a movie star.
That one.
Monster in here.
That's what I like.
She got that good. Watch how she turn haters when she walk.
Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good. They make them good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good. They make them good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good. They make them good. She the coldest and the flyest in the hood. She got that good.
She got that good.
They make them good.
They make them good.
She the coldest and the flyest in the hood.
Gucci man told me, damn, she a keeper, so I put her in my BlackBerry on the street sweeper. I'm a hood dude, love me a hood chick, making good body, thin waist, that's some hood grip. I'm loving them thighs, them legs, her curves, her taste, them lips, her face, she bad. Baddies in the club I seen, make me go eco-friendly and spend my green. I don't pop no pills, but she my drug. Got to have shorty like Khalifa need bud. I'm on that girl, cause she my type. Got a supermodel face, but if she have to, she'll fight. I'm on lil' mama, cause shorty, she so real. My girl, she so ill, but shorty, she so chill. She don't talk to a player when she mad at night, but she'll fix it, boy, something up, that's right.
Whoa, keep it side, got the better chick up in here right beside me.
So right, it look like they been painted. Man, I swear she famous. Can't nobody touch her. She was green when I met her. Now she a stone bone hustler. We get it in. Me and her, we by the bar. Both got the tank around our neck. They know who we are. That's my motto. She make it wild. Anything she wants, she get it. I'm a baller. In the latest coupe, matching his and hers. Hop out like two polar bears with the latest furs. We doing things. We all about the clout. She got that making good. Know what I'm talking about?
Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the better chick up in here right beside me. She got that good. They're making good. She the coldest and the flyest.
But she's so bad, everything nice, first class, a real dime chick. But she's so hood, waist deep, she be making good. I wish a sucker would try to take her. Mean mug haters, see you later. She do what I want, like I made her. See through tight, yeah, heels, no makeup.
Got that Megan Goodies, she got some Megan Goodies. Got that junk in the trunk, I'm trying to see what's in that hood. They know I'm not a car technician, but she's one hell of a model.
Need a vacation.
How about we fly out tomorrow? No, not no millionaire, I'm a multi-asset billionaire. Get signed with an asset Chris and then with Liz and then. You whips in there. You the baddest in the hood. I'ma make you the baddest in the world. World. Let a girl sing a real. I'ma make you feel like the only girl. Girl.
Whoa, Kima Sabe. Got the baddest chick up in here right beside me.
our co-host with us, Mega the Man. What is going on, Mega the Man?
Nothing, nothing, man. Still kind of spinning off that last special guest we just had on. You know.
Yes.
Don't nobody doing like that. Pick up the bag. Yeah, y'all make sure y'all check out that Queen in the Ring thing. I'm gonna make it out there, you know what I'm saying, eventually. And when I always something always come up and whatnot, like, you know what I mean? I just found out, you know, if you wanna really make God laugh, some of your plans sometimes. You know how that goes. But you know, we plan God's plans and those, but I'm gonna make it out there for sure and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? So big, you know, 12-12 and whatnot out to Babs, no question.
Exactly. Yeah. We're getting ready for our second half. We got JT Money coming through. I'm pumped up for that one.
yeah. This is going to be another live one. For those that are tuned in and stuff like that, don't turn it down or click off the page or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay drawn in. Lock it in. Lock it in.
Exactly. You know what I mean? We're going in tonight on the Nikki Rich Show. Charlotte, North Carolina, representing. For those who don't know, we are on Sunday through Friday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And you can just call in at 1-323-580-5749. And if you press that 1, that lets us know that you'd like to speak to myself, our special guest, or our co-host, Mega the Man, tonight. We also...
Right.
You can find us on blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. Or you can look us up in iTunes. Yeah, you can download our podcast, The Nikki Rich Show, or go to our blogspot. We do have links and all the information of our previous guests and of our current guests that we're having on the show. And you can go to TheNikkiRichShow.blogspot.com.
Yes, sir.
So, Mega the Man, tell us what's going on with you, and tell the listeners who do not know who Mega the Man is. Let them know who you are and what you got going on.
Well, right now, you know, I'm a well-known factor in my area. Well, I'm a well-known factor in a lot of areas and stuff like that. I'm just creeping up. I am an up-and-coming producer. I work with independent artists as well as major artists. I produce tracks, music. My AKA is also the Beef Hand. I'm addicted to music. I wake up, I'm making music. In the middle of the day, I'm making music. You know what I'm saying? And 9 times out of 10 at night, I'm making music. I work with independent artists and things of that nature to help get their focus together and help show them the business aspect of this industry, since it's going through so many changes and everything is going into media. You know, there's an illusion out there that record companies and stuff like that are still giving out deals. They ain't trying to invest in nobody like that until you're able to show and prove that you can, you know, that you can move beauty. You feel what I'm saying? And I like to stay true to my essence when it comes down to my music. If you want to check some of my music out, all you got to do is go into the Google search engine, and what you do is type in the letter M as in Michael, EGADAMAN, which spells Mega the Man. And it will pull up my Reverb Nation page. It'll pull up my Twitter page, my SoundClick, my Distance 50, my Mixposure page. I'm everywhere. I'm like, you can almost find me any. You can Yahoo me at this point, you know, but I would suggest go to the Reverb page and stuff like that, because I'm constantly uploading new tracks and whatnot as I go along. And for those that need original tracks and whatnot to go with, you know, I have leases as well as exclusives or whatever, you know what I mean? If you're part of my camp, and you're part of my camp, I just fuel you, period, you know what I'm saying? Because I got beats for days. This is not even a section of what I really have. I got like thousands and thousands of beats that I just do. You know what I mean? And I just, I'm like one of my worst critics, one of my harshest critics. So If I don't feel as if it's perfect enough, I'll archive it or whatever. So, like, that's what I do. I work on building my catalog. my goal is now, though, to venture into movies, like doing the backgrounds for the, you know, the backgrounds that they have in the movies when, you know, there's some tension building up, or it could be somebody walking in the woods or whatever, and a wolf is after them or something like that. Like, I like to do the little strings and the music and the, you know, the drums and the bat, and, you know, when something jumps out at you, like, I like doing that type of stuff. I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's just a natural thing. So my venture now is to get in touch with maybe independent filmmakers and maybe get into something big screen, you know. That's where my main goal is at. But it's just like I said, I'm more than willing to work with any artist as well, you know. I got to shout out, you know what I'm saying, my camp, which is Straight from the Gutter. Shout out to Jay Gutter if he's out on the line, wherever you at. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. That's the CEO of Straight, the CEO and the founder of Straight from the Gutter. I am the president and co-CEO of Straight from the Gutter Entertainment. And what we do there is we do artist development. We, just like I said, we empower the artists to know the industry and to pick up their ball, you know, pick up the ball themselves, you know what I'm saying, to become what they want to be in the game, you know, helping them out and stuff like that as far as guidance, getting them registered with BMI, things of that nature, teaching them about royalty points, you know what I mean, helping them increase their fan base and things of that nature. You know, I have several thousand followers and stuff like that that at any given moment, if I wanted to promote any of their videos or promote any of their mixtapes and stuff like that, all I got to do is just put out a word, and then your phone is just going to, if your Twitter's connected to your phone is just going to blow up. You're just going to see it like that. Somebody's going to see it eventually. You're going to get fans. You know what I'm saying? Your fan base will increase. And you can expect people to download your stuff and possibly, you know what I'm saying, your LP whenever you drop that, you know what I mean? But it's a step-by-step process that we have to go through, you know, in order to get you ready for the changes that happen in the media. But, like, you know, independent, being independent, it's a lot better these days than going to the, you know, than going to the labels, because first and foremost, just like I said, the labels aren't trying to put out no money unless they see that you can move units, you know what I mean? And then once you prove that you can show, you know, that you could that you can move these units, that 9 times out of 10 they're gonna offer you something like a, probably like a 360 deal or something like that, which means they get a piece of everything that you do. You know what I'm saying? It's just like sitting at a table, you hungry as hell, you know what I'm saying? They passing corn and mashed potatoes and shit like that in front of you, and you know what I'm saying? You don't get to do nothing but smell it. So, like, you know, maybe indie is the way to go today, the way that the digital media is like, running today. It don't even make sense to want to try to sell CDs, you know. I mean, I'm not going to knock it, but, I mean, who do you know that walks around with a CD player? You know what I'm saying? I know when I look at people who run with a CD player, it's just like looking at somebody. You remember back in the days when you look at somebody with a Walkman when you had a CD player? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I remember. I know.
Yeah, it's like looking at, like, you know, when the CD players was the thing, and then you see somebody with a tape cassette Walkman, like everybody that walk around with CD players, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, for, like, the record companies, where can you buy a record? Like, seriously.
Exactly.
You know, where could you buy a record? Like, you know.
The old stores, huh? Like DJ Music, or, you know, it's got to be like a old store. It's not really old stores, but they take all the old music, like, they still have tape. So some people still have tape players. So they take all the music off records and everything like that.
Mm-hmm. But you rarely see it. I mean, like, DJs and stuff like that. Like, I can get access to wax. So it'd be the blue wax, like DJ wax. You can get some stuff, like new stuff and whatnot that's out there, but it's not really open to the public anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, 9 times out of 10, if you're approached by a record company, like, I would tell you, like, my best advice to you is to step back and take a look at them, like, real close, because you got to think to yourself, who the fuck sells records today? You know what I mean? Everything is digital media, multimedia, so don't ever get the game twisted up. And I got to let, you know what I'm saying, a lot of people know that you gotta make sure that you keep your grass cut, because there's a lot of snakes out there. That's just the bottom line. I had my
experiences and things of that nature with dealing a few shady characters and things of that nature, which caused me to go ahead and start doing some things on my own. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think another goal that I have too is to is to work on standing or creating a war against what the industry is putting out today. You know what I'm saying? It's totally unacceptable, you know what I mean, in my book. You know what I mean? Because there's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of people, you know, let's just say billions. There's billions of people that understand the true essence of hip-hop, and we don't want to step too far away from that, you know what I mean? So because everything is just going to be like everything is just going to sound the same. Just like, you know, the last guest that we just had on, she said that she don't speak, you know, listen to the radio. I don't even listen to the radio no more. You know what I mean? The commercial thing and whatnot is just, it just drowned down the very essence. You know, you get these rappers, they're talking about chains and talking about how much weed they smoke and how big their butts are or whatever, but I'm talking about the very essence. I mean, to walk away with something, you know what I'm saying, or that very fun, you know what I'm saying, or they wasn't talking about the trap money and all that thing, you know, and things of that nature. You know, you need to understand that these youths look up to that type of stuff. You know, back in the day, it was a time where a guy could be on the corner selling drugs, and the little younger dude, he would look at him and be like, yeah, I'm going to be just like that dude. I don't want to be like him. And they would strive to be like that dude. And they end up getting shot or, you know what I mean, or they end up getting locked up and things of that nature or whatever. So now we're in the age of technology where, you know, they got like Google Earth and things of that nature, whatever, where they can see you. They can see you. And then, like, it's okay for people to tell on you. Like, people snitching is the fashion today. So there's no more of that block money. So they look at these rappers on TV. You know what I'm saying? And it looks like they're being so successful with their Lamborghinis and they got the mansions and things of that nature, not realizing that most of that stuff and whatnot, if they're not well-established, it's rented. You know what I'm saying? Including their chains, including the clothes and stuff like that, they got to give all that stuff back and they live from check to check. You know what I mean? A lot of people don't realize that that's the truth, but then, you know, they trying to mimic what they're seeing on TV, so that's why you got so many people trying to sound like Lil Wayne. You got so many people, you know, that's trying to sound like Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? And things of nature. The key to this is just be original. And that's what I want to do to bring back into the game is originality for the people. You know what I mean? For the people that are true to culture.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Well, you just keep doing what you're doing. You on the right path. And I commend you. I commend you for all your success as well. I always say that to everybody because each person has their vision, has their goal, and everybody is trying to achieve something. And if you are working hard and working toward it, I mean, you're doing what you're doing. So I just commend you for it because a lot of people don't have that support, that background to say, oh, congratulations, keep doing what you're doing. They want to hear that. They want to know that, oh, okay, I'm doing the right thing. I'm on the right path. You know, some people just look at you like, oh, okay, you're a producer. All right, that's it. All right, that's cool. And then that's it. You know, instead of saying, you're doing a good job, continue what you're doing. And like I said, I commend you on everything.
Well, I thank you. I thank you very much. You know, it's people like yourself, it's people like my listeners, it's people who like my followers, all of my supporters, you know what I'm saying, my immediate family, you know what I'm saying, that helped me to strive to keep doing what I'm doing. You know, just like I said and whatnot, I basically really just got, like, extremely serious and took on the ball myself this February, you know what I mean? I've been number one on Reverb Nation for the past 7 months as far as beats are concerned, you know what I'm saying, in my particular area. You know, I'm doing good with the Twit Tracks thing and stuff like that. Got well over 12,000 and something plays, and I'm just a producer. Like, this is just beats, you know what I mean? I don't even have rappers on all of them yet, you know what I'm saying? So I think that's really a good look, and I really think that that's coming from the man upstairs because I really don't have time to
to waste. I mean, just like I said, like it took me a long while, but now I'm not going to give out my age. I'm not going to give out my age on air, but it took me a while because that I was that same little knucklehead that was out there on the corner, you know what I'm saying, trying to imitate, you know, these drug dealers and things of that nature, going back and forth to jail and things of that nature, but music always been in my heart. You understand what I'm saying? So, you know, now I'm at the age that I am. I'm not going to say it. I'm at the age that I am and stuff like that. So now it's, like, really, really time to, like, focus on my goal and follow my dreams and wanna and make this thing happen once and for all. And I want to thank you, you know what I'm saying, in particular, you know what I'm saying, at this point right now for allowing me to even, you know, to share this with you and to share this with the listeners and stuff like that. Is the basic message that I'm trying to put out there is that don't give up on your dreams. You know what I mean? Don't give up on them. You know what I mean? Just keep moving forward and things of that nature. And remember that, you know, success is not a basic, it's not a destination, it's a journey. So, well, you know, I appreciate you thanking me on my success, but I'm still going forward with this. I see bigger things and stuff like that happening in my future. I wanna congratulate you as well because you're doing great things as well. I see you grinding, you know what I mean? And rarely do I ever see anybody that has that same kind of grind like me or my partner Jay. Like when we go in, we go in. You hear me? We go in. You know what I'm saying? And that's a lot of the problem and stuff like that we be having too and whatnot with dealing with certain artists and stuff like that. They got the talent and everything. They just don't have the work ethics. They don't understand that. It takes hard work. It takes hard work to make this thing happen. So, you know, if you come in this game and you expect it not to work or just be able to just, you know, rap on the microphone or, you know what I mean, or, you know, just talk about your sneakers and you Jay or do some stupid-ass dance or whatever it is and whatnot, you're in the wrong fucking business. This shit takes work. There's been times that I've been up 3 days in a row, you know what I'm saying, working on even a campaign of getting the artists going and stuff like that. I'm dedicated to working with people in general, you know what I'm saying, the problem is that they don't have that sort of same dedication, you know what I mean, which is funny at times, kind of throws myself out, so I just, I'm at a point where I learned how to do me. Until, you know, that right artist or whatever present themselves or that right opportunity presents itself and then I just run with it.
Okay.
You know?
Well, we're going to, right now we're going to get back into the show. We have our special guest in the building, our special guest. But before we get to our special guest, we're going to go ahead and I'm going to tell you a little bit about our special guest now. I know you know. Our special guest, he is from Miami, Florida, currently living in the ATL, started in 1989. I know y'all heard of the Poison Clan on Loop Records. I know you got down and got busy to that Shake What Your Mama Gave You. We do got that in our rotation, by the way. Also, put out a solo LP, Pimpin' on Wax in 99, 2002 started Crunk City Records, dropped the LP Return of the Blizzard with hits such as Chevy Game and Run That Yard, along with having the number one, I didn't say two, I said the number one single on the Billboard. Who That? I know y'all remember Who That. Who That? That was my jam right there. Right now, we want to welcome into the Nikki Rich Show the one and only JT Money in the building.
Hey, what's going on, Nikki Rich?
What's up?
Hey, you hear me?
We finally get you.
What's happening?
We're so excited to have you here.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me. What's good?
Yes, sir. Man, I'm going to tell you, I love your music, but I got a chance to meet you. I don't know if you remember a long time ago. It was like years and years ago. You came to Greenville, South Carolina, and it was the Four Sisters Only. It was like years ago. And you had performed there, and I got a chance to meet you there, and I got pictures. It was a long, long time ago, but, yeah, I really enjoyed that. But, yeah, it's such a pleasure to have you on today.
Well, thank you. You should post something or tag me. You know, I like to see the old school too, man. You know,
man,
memories.
Memories. Pop some respect and stuff like that goes out to you too, brother. Yeah, props and respect go out to you, my man, because, you know, you
appreciate
part
you,
of that.
Brother. Appreciate you. I came in the middle of that good game you were spitting. Yeah, I came in the middle of it. I didn't get to catch all of it, but a lot of that was making sense to me. You know, do me until the opportunity or the audience presents itself. I'm on that, brother. You know, and that's how I'm able to stay afloat around here. You know, I ain't on TV and no mainstream radio all day, but we still out here doing these dates and, you know, putting this music on the street. You know, thank God for the web. You know, and some hustle. The web and some hustle.
Yeah.
You know. But that's what's going on, though. But what's going on, though? You know, well, I'm promoting. We're going to talk about the business, what we're doing.
Yes, we're talking about what you have going on. I know you're currently working on a series of mixed CDs with DJ Show. So
yeah, I got a bunch of stuff going on.
Okay.
You know, I got three out with Show right now. Well, the J Baby coming now. But, you know, I got the Get 'em J. I got the G Pass. You know, all that's on 211streetcred.com, or you can go to Dat Piff to get that. And then, you know, whenever you see me in the streets on the shows, you know, I keep some product with me. But then, you know, and I put out a couple of solo albums on my independent label. But the independent distributors, you know, they shut down. You know, so we got to figure out a way to get to this iTunes, Amazon money, you know, create our own site and drive traffic that way, you know, for the downloads, you know. The whole game is digital. You know, I'm thinking today. Digital and that hustle, man. You know, you got to be out there banging them streets up and then driving the traffic to your site, you know?
Yes, it's a whole different game right now. It's a whole different ball game.
Right. I'm still fighting a good fight, you know? Trying to keep some good music on the street, you know, something relevant, you know, some real meat and vegetables versus all the junk food they're trying to sell. Don't get me to hating on them people, but they need it. They really think they rocking. They really think they rocking, misleading my people and talking all that bull. But, you know, that's the fight I fight. You know what I'm saying? If you listen to any of my music, you'll see me talking about them. I think that's why they don't mess with me today, because they can't control me. You know, they can't get me to submit or conform or transform into that. You know, it's like, well, we better just keep him quiet. I thank God for y'all right here on this Blog Talk Radio. You know, y'all allow me to have a voice again, you know? And, you know, and when I got the attention of my people, I ain't finna tell them no junk. You know, I'm going to be responsible for that at the end. So I'd rather tell you something good, something we can all use and benefit. You know, I'm on that, man. I'm on building, you know? And, you know, I'm just, I had stopped being a fan of the music because it was so much, you know what I'm saying? I used to go buy all the latest and new just to see what was going on. Now I anticipate some bull. You know, something really got to come out the woodworks to just get my attention again, you know? I'm still looking for an old school game, you know? It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
But it's that real. It's that real.
Exactly.
But minus that, everything else is good, though.
Yeah. Now, you know... I'm gonna tell you, my song was "Shake What Your Mama Gave You." I play that in TV rotation. You can go back and listen to all the episodes.
Oh shit! That's what he was on it. Even then, you know, back then we was doing that music. See, a lot of this stuff they took from what we was doing, and they, you know, they commercialized it, put it in packages, and really sold it. You know, ran it down because. Think about it. Strip clubs wasn't that popular before that. back then. You know, cats was hiding that they go there. Now it's a place to be. You break the record there now. We was making records for the club because we found them clubs. And then, now, the regular clubs catching hell because the strip clubs get all the money now, you know? It's funny how the game just switched and flipped, you know? But, hey, you know, it's just a matter of paying attention, knowing what's going on.
Right.
You know.
Exactly. Well, we want to go. I want to play a little bit of that, and then we're going to get to, we also have another track that you have, so we're going to go to a little bit of that, and then we're going to go to the second track, all right?
All right. I'm here.
I just got a text. Boy, people are hitting me up left and right about JT. Everybody tuned in right now. That's the word on the street. So here we go. Shake what your mama gave you.
Get him, Jay.
Are saying 813, you're on the air with Miss Nikki Rich.
And JT
hey,
Money.
Hey, Nikki,
and
how you doing? What's up, JT?
What's going on?
Nothing. I was talking to Nikki earlier. We was on a conference call together, and she told me you were on the call. I was like, man, I got to call it because I actually know you. I live in Tampa, and I used to record at Panda, so Lewis and I go back like 18 years, and I actually
wow.
did a hook for you in the studio. So I did the streets. The streets.
You want to see Renee?
Yeah.
See Renee. Come on, baby. Just say the name. You know I know what's going on. What's happening?
What's up with you? That are
okay.
Well. How are you?
I'm good, fighting a good fight, baby, living day to day.
Hey, ain't nothing to
yeah.
it but to do it, boy. I almost, you know, cut a little step when I heard say what your mama gave on the phone. I was like,
yeah. Whoa. Take it back.
Yeah, that. I mean, that song still, like you said, they, man, please. They do all, they play other songs, but all you got to do, anything like that, the flow
right.
is packed immediately. They ain't trying to hear nothing else. As a matter of fact, they want to hear some more.
Yep.
Exactly.
You know, I tell them cats today, you know, I'm like, man, that trunk and that dance floor, and then you got to spit some good game on top of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
you still can't just be dumb with it. You still got to be creative and flying, you know. Have some good content, you know. Today, man, they get away with anything.
Yeah, but people want to dance.
It
don't matter. People want to dance. They listen to Jeezy in their car. They listen to all these other people, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes out to the club, people want to dance. They really don't
want
to shoot
them.
Each other in the club. They want to drink and they want to dance. And that's all they want to do.
Right. It goes
exactly.
good with the alcohol.
It
goes
okay.
good with a drink.
It goes great with a drink.
Exactly.
But it is, I am so glad that you're on here, man. JT is really good people, and like you said, man, I don't think I've ever heard him cup any kind of words whatsoever, whether it be in person or in music. He pretty much. You know that what it is. That's what it is.
Right.
It is.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you for letting that be known. Cause I'm like, I ain't got time to be playing with alter egos and feelings. You know, I just be straight up. You know, I don't know.
That's real. That's me too. And everywhere
yeah.
I've ever seen him, you know, he's never been it just ain't never been no Hollywood. It's just been that's him. Right there.
Right. Straight up.
You know?
Deal with people on an individual basis, shake hands, kiss the babies, you know, there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
We straight. You know, it ain't nothing. You know, I don't even get into all that extra bull junk. You know, I even dudes, right? Dudes don't even know how to show love or speak. You know, cats don't know communication skills, but I know what to say to them to make them check themselves, you know, see how it works for that. You know what I'm saying?
You ain't got to do nothing
really.
But say hey, because they see JT Money, and it's a wrap.
Yeah,
no, that's the blessing part.
Oh, what? JT? They just all that cool and pimp walking and, you know, the man stuff, all that stuff go out the window as soon as they know that's JT Money. Oh, really? Oh, dog, man, I love Say What Your Mama Gave You. Well, I love that.
Yeah, that's the blessing part right there. You know, I thank God for that because, you know, It could be a lot of words. I see a lot of cats in this business. You know, they get tried a lot. You know, thank
mm-hmm.
God I don't wear them shoes right there. You
know, I
know,
really. But you got longevity, so that's definitely something to be, you know,
yeah.
thankful for. Because this cat's in
right.
this game, like their song was hot yesterday. You'll never hear from them again. But you had the formula. You had something special. You attract the people. You had something that attracted the people to you, and that's so important. The artists don't have that today. But you know, you whatever it was, you had it, and they still love it to this day. So, I mean, congratulations
wow.
to you with that.
Well, thank you very much. I'm thankful to still be doing these shows and cats still want features and, you know, things. You know, just to
he'll
be working.
He'll be doing them shows with a walker, boy. He'll be doing them with a walker.
Yeah. Hey, I told him I'm trying to be like Frankie B. and Maze or the Rolling Stones or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm going
to
get that
yeah,
money like that.
He's trying to take it.
So my content don't change. You know, it's still timeless. You know what I'm saying? All
mm-hmm.
them fads, you know, that's going to come and go.
Yeah, you'll get it because from here to forever, you know, cats gonna want to see chicks do what they do, and they want to hear cats talk about it, and didn't nobody talk about it better than you. I mean, I'm just saying.
Well, I appreciate that, and since we're talking about that, I got a lot of that too coming back too. You know, I got a lot of new stuff, you know, and I'm again that trunk and that dance floor, and I got the game on top of it. You know, I'm not gonna do them head now, you know, just sit there and listen. Now we finna feel this music all through your body. Yeah, you know, the way
that feel good music.
Yeah, but
yeah, that's
enough
feel
about
good
me.
Music.
How
are
thou?
That kind of feel good we talking about. That's some whole other kind of feel good music.
About that J Baby coming out, man.
That J Baby.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Well,
well,
I'm
going to
finish up on this commercial, but I definitely had to call. I couldn't miss this opportunity right here, boy.
I appreciate you.
Florida in the building.
Let me tell them about you. She is definitely a bona fide artist. That baby got them vocal cords and them writing skills, and I know this firsthand because I done worked with her. Heavy that Missy Renee. Bless you.
Oh,
and all
thank
your
you
endeavors.
So much.
And all your endeavors, yep.
That's the official blessing. That's all I need. Now I'm going to go out here and cash the check.
Get him, please.
That's all. Y'all heard the man. I am bona fide. I got the J Baby stamp on my forehead. It's only popping now. Y'all done messed up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You heard his name, JT Money, about that money. Yeah. That's all we're about. Nicky Rich.
We're going to win.
Well, I'm going to finish this commercial, but I mean, Nicky, you follow me already, so, you know, anything you need, just hit me up, man. We can work together. JT, you already know. Just stay winning.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Will do.
Appreciate you, man.
Fellow pacemaker.
All right, take care, y'all.
You too. All right. That is much love. Right now, we have a new joint for you. We're so excited to have you here. We have the new joint. It's called With Me. Tell us a little bit about that.
So going home with me tonight. Hey, I call it, you know, that's my version. I call it a little bit of hate, but it ain't really hate. She was just that bad. And I'm like, forget who you came with, girl. You leaving with me. She going home with me tonight. Produced by the dude Church Boy. He out of Orlando, Florida. He did a lot of that music for Akon. If you listen to his flow, you're going to hear his. But he did all that Locked Up and some more records for Akon. But, you know, he's an ex-convict. He's doing his own thing. But, you know, I caught him in Orlando, and we put down some work together. And with me tonight, and it's good music. The dude do good music. Another talented brother, you know. And I love catching the new talent, the fresh talent, the people who in control, not giving them a chance. You know, trying because you know it's a lot of blocking in this industry, whether y'all know it or not. You know, like me, I said, thank God for y'all for even allowing us to even be on here and talk. You know, because shoot, I was calling the station the other day. I'm going to Wilmington, North Carolina tomorrow. I'm calling the PD, the MD. Oh, they're not even taking my call. I'm just trying to come by the station, meet and greet. Oh, they won't. I'm going to call you right back. You know, it's like somebody else said, don't let Jay go on that. Yeah. Don't, you know what I'm saying? Don't play none of Jay records. But the promoters in the street. The street's got to have it, though. So, anyway, back to this record, though, with me tonight, you know. I hope y'all enjoy it, too. Some new game unreleased coming soon. And y'all hearing it first right here. This is the first time I've ever been played on anybody's station, too, whether you know it or not. Nicky Rich.
That's it. Here we go.
Yep.
With me tonight.
All right.
JT Money.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, ay, ay.
Church Boy.
Ay, ay, ay. Ay, 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 ay.
Damn, shawty, you're prepared to convict me.
Look at
me.
I need that.
Check your shot, cause you
Baby, you already know what it is.
I give a fuck about who you came with.
Get him. Hey. God damn, baby. You fine as fuck. Wish you was mine as fuck. Tell that nigga time is up. Fuck them bosses, baby. They ain't certified. You the shit in my eyes. They don't deserve your time. You niggas need it like me that's gonna compliment you. Playing games with these lanes ain't what I'm into. They probably gonna get mad, but I don't see that. Can't let them keep that because I need that. So take a walk with me over to the VIP. Let's do some shots and leave. Just you and me. I'm telling Valet to bring the cops to the front. It's about you tonight. Whatever you want.
Damn, shorty, you're prepared. Looking thick, looking thick. Take the shot, cause you know
that's
you're
right.
Shit, you're shit. I give a fuck about who you came with. Cause you're leaving here with me tonight, girl. Damn, shorty, you're prepared. Looking thick, looking thick. Take the shot, cause you know you're the shit. You're the shit. I give a fuck about who you came with. Cause you're leaving here with me tonight, girl.
Yeah, you see me looking. My looking ass couldn't help but get stuck the way you shook that ass. So give me some of that. You know I want it. If somebody else on it, I'll be disappointed. But fuck that dumb shit. I'm trying to do you and me. And maybe you and me can bust about two or three. Hey, and I don't mean to sound rude, but you the baddest thing in here. And I'm that dude. JT Money, J, baby, pimpin' extreme. Let's make a movie, baby. All sex scenes. You the star. I'm just playing my part. Appreciating that body like a work of art.
Damn, shawty, you're prepared. Looking thick, looking thick. Shaking, shawty, cause you know you're the shit. You're the shit. I give a fuck about who you came with. Cause you're leaving here with me tonight, girl. Damn, shawty, you're prepared. Looking thick, looking thick. Shaking, shawty, cause you know you're the shit. You're the shit. I give a fuck about who you came with. Cause you're leaving here with me tonight, girl.
Do you know what I'm saying? They're in the club looking big
exactly.
Tonight.
Yeah, man, it's crazy. They go in the club for a moment of glory. I mean, a moment, too. Yeah, boy, you seen that boy, he threw that thing up. Yeah, it's gone now, though. It's gone now, brother. But, I mean, hey. And then, you know, just a lot of dumbness, you know. All the extra phony jewelry. You know, just a lot of stuff, man. Like, me, I'm grown. You know, I got kids. You know, I got a family to raise and support. You know, I've been doing this for 21 years. My career old enough to drink liquor, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I ain't really got time to play. I done did this. You know, everything cats think they want to do or going to do, you know, I probably done did it a couple times. You know, but thank God we still here to do it, you know. They been trying to tell me, man, Jay is over. You know, I'm like, shit, got me messed up, man. As long as I got a voice and a mind in the studio, shoot, we can create, you know. We're in the kitchen, you know. This that leader over right here.
Start cooking.
Right up. Yeah, you know, get in there and whip something up, you know. Whip up the next hit. You know, every situation is a new inspiration for another record, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, that, I guess that's on the artist part, though, you know, the creativeness. But, sure, they can't dictate, you know, they dictate these kids. Well, you got 3 years, 5 years, man, you know. I'm like, man, sure. I done did that a couple times then, so. Obviously, I'm not who y'all talking about. Not bigging me up, but I ain't on that. I'm not listening to y'all. Y'all don't tell me. You know, if it ain't good, the fans are the ones who tell it. But the people in the office, they control the media. You know, so they're giving the people what they want to give the people. This is how they stay in control. You know, this is how they make their own. They making their new stars or what have you. They're not letting the people. See, when I started, the game was raw, you know. Your thing had to be hitting in order to be hitting, you know. It had to bang in the street before it even got to the radio. Now they going straight to the radio, and they banging it on you with, you know, the programming, you know, where they know, you know. But, I mean, that's just something I keep fighting, you know. And, you know, I used to say, well, they going to pay me to do this or they going to pay me to not do it. Well, here, Jay, well, take all this and just stop. But I don't think I'll stop. I may take the money, though. But I don't think I'll stop. But I love what I do.
Right, exactly, man. Mm-hmm. I understand and definitely feel that passion that you have. You know what I mean? I myself and whatnot, you know, I'm from back then to back when.
Okay.
Everybody had their own style. You know what I mean?
Their
I come
style,
up with
right.
With the Kwame's and the Big Daddy Kane, and everybody had their own flavor. You know what I mean? And every time you went to a different artist, you got something different. You know,
different.
So like, right. So what I'm seeing now is, you know what I'm saying? I think I smell a war cooking, man. I smell a war cooking to what the industry is putting out there today between the people that are true to the very essence and the art of the movement. You understand what I'm saying? So, I mean, I don't know what it is. I'm just been getting inklings and little messages and things of that nature that, you know what I'm saying, hopefully I'll be able to part to revolutionize the music and blow life back into it, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Blow life
back
into it. And people such as yourself and whatnot are needed. People need to know the history, you know what I'm saying, before they really, you know, try to step forward in this or whatever, even though that this is a totally different time with the media being the way it is and stuff like that. Like I seen in the past and whatnot, you know, with you signing with people and you know, you know, with you know, doing the thing with Loose and then struggling with the thing with the royalties and all that other type of stuff and whatnot. It's a whole different game now, and now you can take it on yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
You can take it
now
on
I love
yourself.
That.
Right? You know what I mean? There ain't no question about it. We didn't, you know what I'm saying? It's been a while when since I had heard anything from it, but I can guarantee you this, that you got my full support. You know, I got you. I think I followed you and stuff like that on Twitter. I want to talk with you off the books and, you know what I'm saying, and things of that nature to see if I can get your old account back up and running.
I would appreciate that because I'm missing a lot of game. But one thing you brought up that I think was important when you say because learning the history of where it come from, see, I think I'm going back, you know, conspiracy theory, but I'm thinking they trying to erase that, to rewrite their own new history. That's part of them controlling that media. So they use a lot of the old talent ain't getting the shine or the, even the props of recognition of where, you know, this new thing come from, you know, to try to make cats irrelevant. Like, you know, if they didn't do what they did, these cats wouldn't be doing what they're doing today. But they, you know, they, ain't nobody going to tell that story. You know, they're going to try to devalue what we did in the past. But, you know, we, as long as we out here fighting a good fight, man, I think it's going to be all right. That war you talking about, I think it's brewing. You know, somebody going to get mad and push the right button, you know.
Exactly.
You know, yeah, something, you know, something's going to happen, man, and I'm definitely going to be a part of it, you know. I really think, but that's just my mind. I think they think I'm a problem, you know, because they seeing me. You know, I'm doing too much out there, and they don't hire me, but thank God for technology. You know, we're able to go create it ourselves, and now we can put it out ourselves. And if somebody got any type of marketing or promotional skills, you can get it out there, you know.
Yeah.
A little hustle and, you know, get your PayPal up and your web presence up. Hey, let's go make this money. Let's be, you know, see, I gotta do quality music now. The fans ain't going to just buy anything, but you get a quality product, man, you know. The world is yours with the right ambition and hustle and drive, you know.
Well, you know, okay, I got this phone here.
Go
to bed,
buddy.
And like you say, I say, you know, we got this platform here. And you can get heard right now. We're going to continue. I don't care if we have you on two or three times. You know, JC Money, if this the way you're going to get heard, you're welcome
right.
to come anytime here. As
Uh-oh,
many times
got
you
it. You done said it. Now I'm coming back. I'm calling back. Got him. Nah, but I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? I won't abuse the privilege, but I still use it. You know.
Oh,
but,
no,
you know,
seriously. We have people, you know, when we have our guests to come up, back the co-host.
Hello, phone
you know,
hello.
Yeah, your phone tripping.
Yeah, I lost you for a second. Go ahead.
Say it again, Nikki. Nikki,
everybody has
your phone. Like
we use this platform here so that everybody can get heard.
Right. See, again, that's a blessing in itself to be able to even bless other people to do this. You know what I'm saying? And I think all the good is going to come forward. You know, one of my other things was, like, at the end of the day, it's going to be us and them, truth and lie, Coke and Pepsi, oil and water, sugar and shit. You know, just something like that. Because it got to be something else. You know what I'm saying? They can't just flush the same eight people down our throat. Forever. And if you count everything on mainstream radio, it's about eight of them. You know, count them on your hands, you know. And they all just flip-flopping, you know, with each other, blocking this real talent out. And most of them, you know, they getting out here, you know, they probably listening to your show right now. When you play other things, they're still in game, you know, and go back like they invented something new. You know, we done heard this before. You know, we recognize where it come from, but by them being with the conglomerate, the big machine, you know, it appears as, you know, that, you know, this game is about that hype, you know. But me, I don't know. I'm trusting the truth. I'm just faithful. You know, I'm going to stand on it. You know, they told me I'm crazy. There were certain things when things were really popping in the Who That Era, I was like, nah, I'm not doing that. I'm not down with that. So they might have looked at me funny then, like, oh, we can't. He just won't lay down. He just won't bend over for us. Like, no, man.
But
I
you know what,
you,
really,
and, in the mirror.
You know, really and truly, to me, now is the time for our indie artists, independent artists, anybody that has their independent label to just go out there and kill it. Because, like you say, it's only eight people, so it's so many. Yeah. You got Who Got Records record label or I'm Making Money record label. You know, now is the time for them to shine. But the thing about that is they're not educated on how music has changed and what they need right now. and they're talking about 360 deals. If you own an independent label, you don't need a 360
right.
deal. You just need to polish yourself, get out there, hustle, know the internet
yeah.
system, and get your money and educate on your royalties and how to sign up with BMI, CSAC, and
right.
ASCAP. That's what you need. You need that internet, that Twitter, that Facebook. And those are not just the only ones, Twitter and Facebook. People don't realize,
no.
oh,
it's
those, kind
of
it's not just
stuff.
Two. It's all of them. You want your face, you want your name on every site. I don't care if it sounds crazy.
Right.
Every
right,
site.
Right, right. But see, it's cats like yourself and my, see, they can't deal with y'all. Y'all too smart. It's so easy to go get a little young uneducated brother or sister, you know, we throw a chain on their neck with some bands and tell them to rap about this. And, you know, it's all product placement, too. You know, they got in on everything. It, you know, with a cat like myself, you know, I'm probably going to be rebellious. I mean, we can't mess with this dude here. Like me, I was lucky enough to make a name before they bought the game. Therefore, if I
yeah.
got a record that make enough noise, they'll buy the record. You know, like, Who Dat was still bigger than JT Money. JT Money was around 10 years before Who Dat even came out. The record was bigger than JT Money. They could never associate Who Dat with Shake What Your Mama Gave You. They were like, damn, that's the same cat, you know?
Yeah.
But the artist himself wasn't that big. The records was bigger, you know, because they promoting what they want to promote, you know? And, you know, it's all kind of funny things. You know, I've always been the underdog, you know, I'm content with that. As long as the music get out there, you know, we rock these shows and people have it, and I can support my family. I don't even care about all the other stuff. You know, what I say they sell their soul for, they sell their soul for that fame, fame with no fortune. You know, they get a little bit of money. Because as soon as they get mad at you, get what they do? They take their money back, whether it be lawsuits
mm-hmm.
or they get you in some kind of case where you got to spend all the money, you know. It, you know, a lot of cats, you know, they lose their cars and houses and everything. You know, cat like me, I never even did a publishing deal, ever. So if I got out of here today, you know, that goes back down to my kids, you know, because they'll give you $300,000, $500,000, you got a hot record, and then they're going to take your publisher. But publishing is forever, you know? As long
yeah.
as that record
yeah.
is spent and play, copyright is life plus 50 years, you know? Cats don't even be knowing that, you know? But
five,
yeah, I want that money right now, you know.
Yeah,
75, see?
Yeah.
See?
75 now.
I didn't even know they went up 25 more. See, that's even better, you know?
Yeah.
So cats don't know this kind of game, but, and then by us educating them like that, we a threat. They type people, in my mind, you know, I don't really trust, I don't believe them, I don't trust them. They might, while we talking here, they got something clipping our conversation, you know? They don't want us to get the word out. Click, 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 click. You know what I'm saying? Some people ain't slick. Some people ain't slick. But I'm going to keep going. I'm going to get on top of the mountain with my bullhorn. And that's what we got to do, guys. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The right to assembly. That's what we going to do. We going to assembly. Yeah, man. But
well,
you know,
I can't wait to come down to Tampa for Miss Tiger's birthday.
Yeah.
I'll be hosting along with Miss China. We're going to get in.
Yeah.
We're going to get in.
And I'm rocking, too. She say, Jay, we need you to get on that thing. And I'm going to rock. Yeah,
that's
see,
what
I look
I'm
forward
talking
to things
about.
Like that. See, by all us coming together for these different regions and parts, and we coming in, you know, we showing our own industry. Without their industry, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, man, that back to my us and them, Coke and Curry, you know? We get our footage film, we got posted on our pages, you know? We got our own following. There's a billion people out here, man, you know? And it's only 8 of them. So whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I just refuse to lay down.
Exactly. But
yeah,
I can't wait
but,
to come down there to Florida. I love me some Florida guys, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the accent.
Uh-oh. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I hear.
Come on down. They just rude. They just keep calling my phone. They don't know I'm on the radio. They just call and beat them. I tell them some people. People being rude.
You are crazy. But yeah, we're going to go down there and have a ball. We're going to ball it out.
Tiger, Miss Tiger, Skyline, Miss Tiger, we're going to get it in.
Yes, sir. JT, we're going to need you to do a drop for us here on the station.
Okay. What we dropping? Nick Rich Show?
Yes, sir.
Nick Rich. You ready?
Yes,
you record right now?
Bro, we recording this all day, every day. We recording right now. You can go ahead and do your thing, and we'll work with it. We'll break it up.
Yeah,
and,
it up.
You know, make it do what it do.
Yeah. Well, what's up, world? It's your big brother, Uncle Jay, the undeniable JT Money Trimming Extreme, and you are locked in to the Nicky Rich Show, the radio show. What is it? Blog Talk Radio, Urban Radio, Worldwide, International. That right there. Keep it locked. Nicky Rich Show, JT Money Pivot Extreme, J Baby. That right there. Yeet. You should have filmed it too. Hey, I'm walking around my room. I got the little ego room. I call it my ego room. I'm just pacing back and forth, you know. Posters and plaques and pictures on the wall, and you know what I'm saying? I'm just posting, you know what I'm saying? It's my ego room. Watching America Underworld. Watching America Underworld.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That baby just won't stop calling.
Well, we're so glad to have you now. JT, I'm going to be calling you. I'm going to be like, do you want to come on and be a co-host? I hope that we can get you one day to do that.
Yeah, well, just let me know. Call me, tweet me, Facebook me. We following each other. We friends, so hit me up.
Yeah, we
and,
on Facebook, everything.
Yeah, I do so. So, yeah, anybody listening, you know, y'all can follow me at JT Money Pimpin XT. That's JT MoneyPimpinXT on Twitter, Facebook, JT Money Pimpin Extreme, YouTube, all the videos, JT Money Videos, one word. JT Money Videos, one word. You know, I got about 80 videos out there. You know, we're rocking. We out here. And catch me in your city whenever I come. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. We're going to have to get you to Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay, well, you know, whenever, let me know. I'm all for it.
Okay. Exactly. Well, you have a good trip in Wilmington, man. I'm going to Atlanta this weekend, leaving out in the morning.
You
it's
say
like
what?
We switching opposite states.
Opposite states.
Yeah, I'm going
that's
to Atlanta say? From North Carolina to Atlanta.
Oh, that's where I'm at right now, man. So
yeah.
Shout down there. Yeah. All right, well, sure. Hope to see you in the A. Y'all know it's BET weekend this week. They doing their thing. But, you know, I got to
exactly.
go to work, so I can't really play with them.
Ain't that what you're going
exactly.
to do? Yeah, you going down there to
huh?
do that, right? I'm not Miss Nikki. The Nikki Rich, you going down there to do that, ain't you? And you going down there to do the BET thing?
Yes, going down tomorrow to do the BET Hip Hop Awards event. It's called the Art of Music. So, yeah, we covering that along with Designs by Denoma, my fashion stylist. So we're going to get it in. And the celebrity basketball game. So we're going to go
yeah.
in tomorrow. The weekend.
Y'all,
I'm going to be there
Saturday?
Monday.
Are you going to be there
gonna
Sunday?
Be there
should
Sunday.
I be back Saturday? I'm just going up for one day, come right back. You know, go to work, come back home, you know. So I may get out Saturday or something, you know.
Okay. We're going to have to link up.
But, all right, well, sure, it's good talking to y'all, man. I look forward to hearing from your brother anytime. You know where I'm at, hit me up. Nigga all right. Rich. All right, y'all take
you
care, fans.
Know.
Love you. Stay locked, stay Ready. Tuned. So we on every what?
You said we on every what?
Every night or every Thursday?
Every night.
Thursday, right?
Yeah, Sunday through Friday.
Oh, shoot, Sunday through Friday. So let me do that again.
And we all,
that's right. You logged into the Nigga Rich Show every night, Sunday through Friday. What time? 16
From 7 to 9.
6 to midnight. You know, we rocking. Just log in. Log in to call in. Push 1.
Press 1. That's right.
All right, y'all be easy, man.
Daddy
finna put the kids to bed. All right. There you
go. All right. You are just listening to the one and only JT Money in the building. Man, I love to say that, in the building. But yeah, wow. Tonight's show was off the chain.
Most definitely. Gotta say that. This gotta go in the books. You know what I'm saying? No question about it. For those of y'all that are just tuning in now, this show will be up for archiving to be downloaded, or you can play it, stream it directly by backtracking and visiting Blog Talk Radio under the Nikki Rich Show.
Exactly. Man, Megan the Man, it's been a pleasure to have you on tonight. It's just been amazing just to have Fab, and we had JC Money. That's two straight heavy hitters right there.
Heavy hitters, you know. And, you know, it's going to be more to come. And you know what I'm saying? I'm working on that other one, too. No, I ain't going to say no names just yet. We're going to sneak up on them. But, yeah, you know I got your back and whatnot no matter what. You know, Nigga the Man, definitely, you know what I'm saying, as you say, in the building, you know, for those listeners and stuff like that that are out there, whatnot, hit me up on Twitter. Hit me with the follow. I have no problem with following back at all. I don't unfollow unless you unfollow. And, you know what I'm saying? I don't care how big I get in this game. I'm always going to follow you back. I appreciate all the listeners. I appreciate all the fans. I appreciate everybody that's tuning in. I definitely appreciate you, Nikki Rich, you know what I'm saying, for allowing me to have the opportunity to co-host with you. And it's been a pleasure. It's been a pleasure. You know how we do. This is it. You know what I mean? This is how it is. How it is, and whenever you need me, I'm going to set some time aside, and we'll get it in.
Exactly. Well, I want to let everybody know that I thank you for tuning in tonight. I know it's kind of late, and it's a different time, but guess what? It's a special time. We just had Babs, and we had JT Money. But I want to let everybody know we are on Sunday through Friday, from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can log on to blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And also, you can follow me on Twitter at Miss Nikki Rich or at Nikki Rich Show. And we also have a third, we have three accounts, and it is at Rich, R-I-C-H-X, E-C-T-S, and that's Rich Execs, and that's short for Rich Executives, and it's R-I-C-H-X-E-C-T-S, and that's the Rich Execs. And if you want to be a part of the show, just to let you know, we are already booked, and it is not even October. We're booked up for October, so we're starting on November. But if you want to be a part of the show in November, you can email me at NikkiRich79@gmail.com. Again, it's NikkiRich79@gmail.com. Y'all, this show is really moving, it's growing, and it's building. And we are here. We're making it happen. We're here. We're succeeding as we help build your brand, because that's what we do. Everybody has a brand they're trying to build. And we're going to help you do that by getting the word out and letting everybody know who you are. And we just are so grateful for the listeners that's tuned in. Shout out to KD in the building. I see it listening, tuned in, along with, man, I think Florida took over the chat room. We have everybody from Florida in the chat room and on the lines. It's been crazy, man. Florida represent. Shout out to Miss Chalk Mommy. Grindheart Radio in the building, along with Miss Deborah Cox, Miss Tiger. Y'all, Miss Tiger has a birthday coming up, as well as JNLWS. So I think that's like JN Loves. I think that's right. But much shout out to the people that are in the chat room. And they're going in right now. They're going in. So JNLWS, yeah. So much love to everybody right that's tuned in right now. Anything you'd like to say? You know, any last words before we go?
All I wanted to say is just thanks again and one to all the listeners and all the supporters of the Nikki Rich Show. Just like I said, and whatnot, follow her on Twitter, you know, and just help her promote the show. You know what I mean? If you're up on Twitter and stuff like that and you see her tweeting or you see me tweeting her show, like, just hit that RT button and let's get the word out. All right?
Exactly. Well, we're going to continue getting the word out as well, because if you don't help, we're going to do it anyway. But, yeah, we're going to keep it moving and just keep supporting our indie artists and everybody. We support everybody, but, you know, we also focus on our indie artists. So we're going to keep doing that and bringing in that old school flavor, bringing in that new school flavor, just, you know, for everyone to motivate each other to continue doing what they're doing. On the straight and narrow path. So that's what we're here for, and we're going to keep doing that. And we're going to wind things down right now. And I would just like to let everybody know, continue telling your friends about the Nikki Rich Show. We are not going nowhere. We're here to stay. And like I said, we're going to keep growing and keep going in. So y'all tell your friends, tell everybody that we are on Sunday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/TheNikkiRichShow. And I leave tonight by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success, and God bless.
Peace.